Hi there. Welcome to Service Notes. I'm your host, Reena Brambat. And if you have ever wondered what really happens behind the scenes in IT service management, well, you're in the right place. We're talking tech, transformation, and the occasional, oh no, the system is down moments. Expect real experts and maybe a little fun along the way. Whether you're deep into IT service management or just curious, grab a coffee or water will do. And let's dive in. Hit that play button. Let's do this.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Service Notes, a podcast where we dive into the stories, struggles, and success behind the service management world. This episode is extra special. I'm joined by Priyanka, who wears, so many hats. She is a platform architect for ServiceNow. She has years of hands-on experience. She started out her career right out of her college into a management program. Apart from technical wisdom and talent, she's also a creative soul, a painter, and I was totally blown away by the work which I saw. So if you're following us on YouTube, you'll be able to see that. Her journey is full of bold moves, unexpected turns, and moments of growth that will resonate with anyone who has ever doubted themselves or have dared to dream big. In these episodes, we are going to be talking about her career path, her love for building meaningful community, and dive into the art of creating a balance between creativity and career. So grab your drink, let's get this started, because I guarantee you, this is the one you would want to come back and listen to it again and again. So let's welcome Priyanka. So my next question is, how did you begin your career in IT?
Actually, mine is a little bit unique, and I like to say that I got lucky, but it was, a mix of a lot of things. So I did my 10th and I did a diploma. So diploma is equivalent to high school, but you are taught a lot of things. You're taught a lot of technical stuff. So I did that. And when I did that, I was 19 when I finished it.
Okay.
And there was a campus recruitment going by Tech Mahindra. So they used to recruit people who have done technical diploma. And I did my diploma in electronics and telecommunication engineering. But I was good at coding. I liked it. So I also had private tutions for coding. I interviewed there and I got selected. And the initial plan was for me to complete the degree. But then I liked the job and the profile was really nice. So I went ahead and joined it. So I actually started working when I was 20, like 19, 20.
Wow. You started very, very young in a very focused career path, even though it sounds it was accidental. But awesome. Awesome.
So then they train you for like 6-7 months and they train you in every possible thing that's there in IT. So they have these curriculum. It's like hardware, software, network, cloud, storage. Oh, wow. So they give you a little bit of everything so that you have the context. You know, if you're going in a meeting with experienced people, you'll not feel like you don't know stuff. They prepare you for that. And they also had at the time, I think now the training academy has stopped, but they had simulations for it.
Okay.
So there were like 20 minutes tasks. So they'll give us the task and there will be a whole process like send this email, inform your customer and do this and do that and then finish it.
Right.
And it's a group of 60 people. So that's why I say that, that was very good. At that time, I didn't realize the importance of it, Somebody giving that to you at the beginning of your career, that changes how you see things.
Right.
Training Academy is no more. I don't know why, but I was a part of that.
But there are a lot of YouTube videos people can use to learn.
True.
Yeah.
So that happened. And then they chose people, based on, I think, their skill set or everything, and then they chose that I go into this lab, and this lab was full of all the different ITSM tools.
Okay.
And so I actually saw BMC, HP, CA, and ServiceNow.
Okay.
And I think that really set the foundation of the whole ITSM thing in me.
Okay.
Because the process is the same, but the tools are different.
Companies.
So that really instilled the process in part in me. And then there was a ServiceNow project. There was a senior, she was a lady. She, again, very grateful to her. She really, really taught me properly. And then I knew, I kind of knew. I mean, it happened to me and I knew that this is what I want to do. ServiceNow is what I want to choose and move ahead with. Then I also studied by myself. And then when I made my first move, and it had always been ServiceNow.
Right, right. You kind of fell in love with it.
Kind of, you can say that. Yeah,
yeah. Did you go back to college to do degree or nah, it didn't happen?
I did a course, but I did that during COVID. So
okay,
a whole 6-7 years, you know, people say that you have to have a degree, but, you know, I am an example of not necessarily.
True.
If you place yourself, you know, in a for a skill that's in demand, and if you're good at it, and if you come with good experience, I know that the initial thing can be tough.
Yeah.
But then I have worked with Fujitsu, EY, a German firm, and ServiceNow.
Right.
And I have never had a problem with it.
Yeah, no, I think you're right, because I think very early on in your career, whether you went to degree or whether you got that structured learning, it sets you up for the right path, I think. So it's not necessarily about going and getting a degree, but some kind of learning. And I think that happened with Tech Mahindra for you. So definitely. Thank you. Okay. So I think we covered a little bit about how did you navigate your journey in technology world. Was there any key milestone or turning points?
Yeah. So, I mean, the answer is also a little bit non-techy. So I'll tell you why and how. Because I did not do my degree. It's not that I knew lesser than others, but I just had this feeling, you know, I was very young and I thought in my head that because I have not studied degree in computer science, maybe I don't know enough. So I had this this feeling inside of me. So when I was very intentional when I was looking for another job.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to be in a place where I can learn.
Right.
So the first switch that I made, that was very intentional. I did not take the highest paying job offer at the time, but I went where the practice was emerging. So I knew that I'll get to learn there. And again, got lucky or just planned well. It worked out that way. So I worked with Fujitsu for 1 year and I really learned there. When I left Fujitsu, I really, really felt confident. I knew that I know this thing. And even if there is something new coming, I know how to learn it.
Right.
So
right.
That happened. Yeah.
I mean, I think, you know, ServiceNow as a platform, I find what's not to love, right?
Yeah.
It's just so, I mean, I'm a big fan because I did my first project getting off BMC Remedy into ServiceNow. And I was like, I'm like, oh my God, this thing is like, and that was like 15, 16 years ago. So yeah, the tool has really taken off. I hear a lot of complaint though, so I don't know. I mean, that's kind of the reality, you know, reality of any product as they mature.
But they're aware of it. So one thing which I've realized after joining ServiceNow, that is what separates them maybe from what we have seen earlier, is that they are kind of taking a gauge of also what's, you know, what's there to improve.
Right.
And
oh, yeah.
When I was outside, I didn't see that. But inside, I see that they're working for it. But of course, you know, there was very little time that it has scaled this big. So of course, there are, you know, ups and downs in their work.
Yeah, and I think it's like, I guess as an organization, it's hard to balance because they have so many product lines, right?
Yeah.
So like ITSM, I do feel sometimes it's on the back burner because it's always about that new shiny thing. But no, I think they do like twice a year release. I mean, that's commendable for any such a large platform. This episode of Service Notes is sponsored by 24 Trainings. Check out their service management training classes at www.24trainings.com.